The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
To fundraise to cover the surging costs of heating and lighting for their children's classrooms if school grants are not kept at COVID levels. That's according to the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association. They'd be meeting with Education Minister Norma Foley today to outline the huge impact that recent inflation is having on school budgets. Seamus Mulconry is the General Secretary of that association and he's on the line now. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you doing?
I'm fine. You'd imagine, just on the face of it, without thinking too hard, that if you have a COVID situation, you're getting loads of money for COVID. When COVID stops, you lose that money. But it's not that simple because other things have now kicked in.
It's not that simple because, as you say, other things have kicked in. We've seen a massive increase in inflation, particularly in energy costs of about 30%. The typical heating bill for a school of about 300 pupils last year was about 10,500. This year is going to be 13,600. For lighting and power, last year you were looking at 9,000. This year it's 11,700. So there is a major increase. Now, primary schools for years have been dependent on the bank of mom and dad. Parents fund the basic necessities in school to the tune of about 46 million a year. The problem for us this year and in the forthcoming years is that inflation is also hitting parents. So they don't have the resources to fund the extra costs. So we're asking government now to look at a major increase in the capitation fee or the capitation grant to support schools.
Yeah. Now, if the COVID subsidies were continued to be paid to schools for, you know, the things like extra cleaning and all the other aspects of COVID, in other words, don't reduce it back to pre-COVID levels, would that cover the deficit?
Well, I think certainly if that money was transferred into capitation, it would make a major impact. The capitation grant equates to about a euro per day per pupil. The COVID cleaning grant was about 30 cents. So it was a significant increase. Normally, every year, we get a lot of complaints about school funding. For the last 2 years, we haven't. So certainly the extra supports which the department and Minister Foley won were of great assistance to schools. And we'd love to see that similar level of funding continue. We constantly hear about the Constitution, but in the Constitution, it says that people are entitled to a free primary education. At the moment, that isn't the case. And we'd love to see that constitutional imperative actually realised for a change.
Now, what we're talking about is an extra 5 or 6K for that typical school you talk about in terms of increased costs for heating and lighting. And you might think, well, over 300 people, 5 or 6K, it doesn't amount to a huge amount of money. But then they're already paying the contribution. And you're saying that they can less afford it. But what is bugging me about all of this, if 46 million was the total sum contributed by parents, and if you now up that to cover the inflationary cost of heating and light, you might be talking about 60 million. Compared to what we spent on COVID generally, compared to what we're spending, you know, funding refugees coming in from Ukraine, it is a drop in the ocean. And 46 million shouldn't be hard to find.
I think the trouble is that it is, the capitation grant is boring. It's operations. And one of the problems we have in persuading government to fund extra increases is that the primary school system is working and working very well. If we were a basket case, like some other aspects of government, I think it would be much easier for us to get money from government. There is always this problem. When you look for the boring, things like capitation, it's difficult to get funding. When you're looking for something new and sexy, it's a lot easier. And I have to say, the department has done a great job in securing resources from DEEPER, but it's always an uphill struggle for education because education is actually doing what it says on the tin. It's delivering. If we were a crisis-ridden organisation or a crisis-ridden system, it'd be much easier to get money from government.
How many primary school students are there in the system, do you know?
Approximately 550,000. Now, the numbers are reducing because the demographic bulge that we had are now starting to go through into second level, which, by the way, gets a capitation grant, which is double ours. And I've argued this with successive ministers, and the argument I'm always given is that it's self-evident that it's more expensive to have kids in post-primary. I have to say that when I hear the term self-evident, it always says to me that there is no evidence. It's just as expensive to keep a small child on the road as it is a large one.
Sure. I mean, in terms of shoes and all the rest of it, I mean, a younger child will go through shoes, which don't seem to vary too much in price, depending on the size. But even looking at this, and I know that people like Fergus Finlay have been advocating this for years, easing the burden on parents for school books and supplies and so on. I mean, to furnish all the primary school kids with 100 euros worth of supplies, you know, the books and other materials would be a 50 million or thereabouts. And in the context of other things that the government spends money on, I mean, these are small things which make huge difference to parents. And I, for the life of me, cannot see why they don't find, say, 100 million for second level and primary level and just do it.
Well, I would make a political point to all of the TDs listening. The prototypical person in Ireland now is about 38 years of age, female, living in the commuter belt, with two kids in primary school. That's a really important constituent vote out there. If you get that vote, you're in government. So I think anything that could be done to support parents and to support schools would go down well. I would make the point, though, the schools just need their basic operating costs covered, and we don't have that at the moment. If we could get that, that would make a huge difference. It would stop us having to pester parents.
Yeah.
One of the most extraordinary.
That's the 46 ways, million you're talking about that's raised million. By parents at the moment.
At the moment. Now, we do need that increase to cover inflation. But a point I would make is that principals spend an awful lot of time fundraising, and it's an extraordinary waste of their time. They should be focused on improving teaching and learning, and they have enough to be doing without having to go out and fundraise. So we will be urging government to make a significant increase this year in the budget on capitation, cover that off and support parents.
Yeah. But as I said, I'd go even further and suggest you're talking about winning votes. If you gave free school books to secondary and primary school children, well, if you got the credit for it, you'd be guaranteed certainly a few votes.
I certainly wouldn't be objecting, but as the representative of a management organisation, I'd be saying if you could cover the fuel and the heat and the light, that would be a huge step forward. But I do think it's time for people to start looking at the whole area of education. It is delivering. We estimate ourselves that the primary system in Ireland is probably in the top three. But if you look at the overall funding, it's below the OECD average. It's below the EU average. What drives the quality is the quality of the people we have leading and teaching in our schools. We need to support them properly with the resources. If we do, I think they'll drive the standards even higher.
Seamus Mulconry, General Secretary of the Catholic Primary Schools Management Association, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.